62 degrees at 8:55. Lots of bread on the board today, and here to tell us all about it, Ellen Dearden with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen. What's happening out there so far today?
Well, after the Fed made its announcement yesterday and hinted that they were very open to a rate hike in the month of June, the markets really had just got turned on upside down. The bond market dropped about 2 full points, and the dollar went screaming higher. I think today's pressure is all about this much stronger dollar. We're back over 9,500 on the dollar, and looking like we could continue to work up a little more. The corn market's off day's lows, but we're still down 5 to 6.5 cents with the December right there at $4, having broken under that again this morning. On the bean side of things, we're down 6.5 to 8 cents there with the November beans at just around the 10.50 area. We went down and took a look at some support level that we had about 10.42, and those held, so we're seeing a little bounce. I think really contributing to this morning's bounce off the lows, though, is the meal market. That continues to be a strong market, unable to break. But keep in mind that we had been importing meal into the U.S. Southeast, and that's not the case now. So that meal has to come from somewhere else, whether that comes from the central Midwest or whether further to the west where the large bean stocks are. The other thing that came out this morning, Brian, was NOAA's outlook for weather for June through August, and really showed a lot less influence of high temperatures and lack of precipitation. So maybe some of this weather premium that seemed to have been built into the new crop is working out of the market. The other thing that came out this morning was jobless claims were slightly above expectations. Not enough, though, to probably change Fed thinking that rates need to move up. A weakening El Nino, no surprise there, but as Don Day pointed out on his comments earlier this week, that it doesn't necessarily mean a big crop problem for the Northern Hemisphere when we have a weakening El Nino. On the livestock side of things, again, we're seeing pressure there again. Technically, the cattle market seems like it wants to rally, gets up around on the June, up around that 124 area, just shy of that, and we fall back. So we're down just a hair this morning between 30 and 40 points. We do have unsold cattle, a little bit lengthening show list this week. Cattle and feed report comes out on Friday afternoon, expecting to see numbers just slightly above a year ago, but placements down about 1% with strong marketings during the month of April. If we see this 102% on the marketings, it would really show us how cleaned up we are. Keep watching the currency markets. This dollar this morning at 95.29 certainly is strong. A lot of pressure on the metals, a little pressure on the crude oil, down nearly a buck this morning around this 47.20 area. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
All right, Ellen, thank you very much. Always good to check in with Ellen on a Thursday morning here for our opening commodity market report. Weather today, enjoy a nice one out there today. Sunny skies with a high of 70 degrees, east winds up to 5 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, the low 50, east winds around 5 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy for the day tomorrow at a high of 70 degrees, but no rain in the forecast. East winds 5 to 10. Looks like we got a pretty good window here before our next chance of rain comes in Tuesday of next week.